probably one of the more famous sugyas of the Chol HaMoed, and the more probably historically fascinating. And that is the mission here on the bottom of Moed Katan Yugimel on the Beis. Ve'elu Megalchem B'Moed. These are the people who are allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. Who are the four people? Habam Medinas Hayam, one who comes from traveling overseas. Mebeis HaShivya, one who came out of jail. V'hayotzim Mebeis HaSur, someone who came out of captivity. V'hayotzim Mebeis HaSur, one who comes out of jail. V'hamenuda, person who came out of Cherem. She'etiru Lo Chachamim. All these people are allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, if they did not have time before. So all these people were in a situation where it was impossible for them to shave before Yantav. However, the implication of the mission is that all of the people may not shave on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara explains that the Kohanim weren't allowed to shave the week they worked in the Beis HaMikdash. You had to come to the Beis HaMikdash for your week, shorn and prepared. You couldn't come looking scraggly. To make sure they would look up proper. It's lack of cover for the Beis HaMikdash to show up with a 5 o'clock shadow. You have to come looking nice to work in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, they prohibited the Kohen from shaving during the week of his Mishmar to force him to start the week well-groomed. And the same logic applies to Chol HaMoed. They said, a knas, you're not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed to make sure you show up to Chol HaMoed showing up to Yantav looking proper. That's the inyan of not shaving on Chol HaMoed to make sure you look proper Erev Yantav. So this is brought l'halacha by the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph, and therefore one should shave Erev Yantav, and one may not shave on Yantav on Chol HaMoed itself. However, comes the tour, and the tour cites Rabbeinu Tam. We don't have Rabbeinu Tam in the Gemara. This is the tour bringing a Masorah B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, who says that if you did shave before the Moed and did the right thing, then the penalty doesn't apply to you, because the penalty is to make sure you do the right thing before Yantav. But if you did the right thing and you shaved before Yantav, then you can shave the Chol HaMoed because you were a good boy and you followed the rules. The Torah says it is very difficult to rely on Rabbeinu Tam, and he brings two reasons. The first is that if Rabbeinu Tam is correct, then the Mishnah should have said that there's a fifth person who's allowed to shave in the Chol HaMoed, the person who shaved Erev Yantav. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, you can't tell if a person shaved Erev Yantav when it's already Chol HaMoed. And if you see someone clean-shaven during Chol HaMoed, you may assume he shaved improperly during Chol HaMoed. If you see a guy who shaved, you're not going to know, did he shave before, did he shave after or during? And therefore, he says, better don't shave at all during Chol HaMoed, because I'm not going to know if you shaved before or during. This is before the age of good shavers that can give you a clean, even shave. So, it says the tour, in his day, you know, in that time, the difference, not the shaving wasn't so good, and you won't be able to tell if a person shaved before or after on Chol HaMoed. The Shulchan Aruch clearly rejects Rabbeinu Tam and says, even if you shave Erev Yantif, it's usher to shave on Chol HaMoed. Comes the Nodes of Yehuda. The Nodes of Yehuda has four tshuvas on this. The first is in Chelek Aleph Madura Kama in Siman Yud Gimel. And he says that if one shaved Erev Yantif, he is permitted to hire a poor barber to shave him during Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to hire an ani, who's a barber, to give you a shave. And he felt that it's important to defend Rabbeinu Tam. And he explains, the reason it's usher to shave on Chol HaMoed, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is not because of the knas, but rather it's because it is a malacha. It is a malacha to shave on Chol HaMoed. We allow many malachas on Chol HaMoed if it's done the Tzarach HaMoed. Therefore, if you didn't shave Erev Yantif, we should allow the Isra Malach of shaving on Chol HaMoed because it's a Tzarach HaMoed. However, the rabbi stepped in and said, because you were lazy and didn't shave for Yantif, therefore you can't even shave the Tzarach HaMoed on Chol HaMoed. However, if you did shave Erev Yantif, says the Nodes of Yehuda, then the stubble isn't so bad, and it's not a Tzarach for the Moed enough to shave for Chol HaMoed. You don't look so bad. He then suggests that since one may hire a poel ani, as we just discussed on our daf, you're allowed to hire a poor worker who doesn't have adequate food for the holiday to perform the malach on Chol HaMoed. One who shaved Erev Yantif can hire a poor worker to shave on Chol HaMoed, because in that case, since I did the right thing, maybe the knas shouldn't apply to me because I did the right thing, and it's Letzarech HaMoed, and Letzarech HaMoed for the ani, I can have him do a malacha. And he concludes that this is halacha lamaisa for someone who must appear before government officials on Chol HaMoed, and it would be a bizayon if he appeared unshaven. Ad kam the Nodes of Yehuda. Startling tshuva. The first time, something like that. Almost all poskim reject the Nodes of Yehuda. They all quote him and say he's wrong. The Chidah and the Yosef Omitz and Simon Zion says, V'ulam, bo beperek ha'isi, I saw in my time, asher tekef azu, chel ha'gaonim, rav shel Berlin, v'rav shel Amsterdam, v'chalko alav, the rabbis argued on him. V'nidpas b'sefer binyan Ariel, look in the sefer binyan Ariel, I saw yadati ne'amanisha, rabbinei gonei Poland, the rabbis of Poland, and Ashkenaz heitev, chara lehem heter zeh, they rejected this heter, k'mat nagu b'chvod ha'rav, it was almost a little bit chutzpidek how they wrote about the Nod Behuda. Vein Safik he Rabbinei Eretz Yisrael and the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael and Turkey and Egypt and Ari Marav Kulam Yismuchu al Rabbinei Yashkaz of Poland, and they did not allow shaving on Chol HaMoed. The Sechemed cites the Sefer Ikari Adat, who says the Nod Behuda retracted his tshuva at the end of his life. The Sechemed says that's impossible, that never happened, because the Nod Behuda's son printed the second volume posthumously, with the tshuvas defending his first tshuva, and he would not have printed tshuvas if his father would have retracted at the end of the day. So this is the Shita Nod Behuda. What did the Nod Behuda write to defend himself? So let's go through quickly the three tshuvas in which the Nod Behuda had to respond to his very, very angry critics for allowing shaving on Chol HaMoed. The Nod Behuda responded that the original tshuva was given as a horah shah for one individual, and he wasn't afraid of the psak. He says, I'm not afraid of the Shulchan Aruch. I think you're allowed to do it, and I'm not afraid of my opinion. But my intention was not to publicize the psak. Originally, I didn't want this psak to be public. Why? Because in his community, there were people who shaved with razors, but they wouldn't shave in a Chol HaMoed. They had a bit of cognitive dissonance. They would shave with razors, but not in a Chol HaMoed. So he felt, I didn't want to publicize my psak to allow shaving with Chol HaMoed, because at least there'd be, you know, a few days out of the year where they weren't shaving with a razor. And that was his intention. He changed his mind for some reason, and he publicized the psak. But he says, the reason why I publicized the psak is hidden in my heart, and I'm not going to reveal why I publicized my opinion. The next shuva, he adds that he went to the barbers of Prague, and he made them take a shvua, an oath, that they wouldn't use razors, and the barbers listened. But the Jews went and started going to the Goyish barbers, and they were being shaven with razors. So he publicizes Psak so they would go to the poor Jewish barber in Chol HaMoed instead of to the Goyish barber who was using the razor. The last tshuva, and the final tshuva, he says that he will not back down, no matter what they say about him, and he will refuse to reveal why he publicized the Psak. It's going to go with me to the grave. Comes to the Chasam Sofer in Orach Chaim in Siman Kuf Nun Daled, and he is especially critical of the Nod Behuda, and he writes very harshly, and he says it breaks with earlier minhagim and the halachos, and it serves as a dangerous precedent to deviate from the practice. And he says the Nod Behuda needed to be lenient because in Prague they weren't so frum and they used a razor. And he says the Nod Behuda held that, and this, what's the reason why he didn't want to reveal it? He says the Nod Behuda held that if you shave every day, then the hair won't grow long enough to violate a din d'oraisa of using a razor on your face. Because it's only usher to cut a hair on your face, says the Chasam Sofer, if it grows the shear, that if the hair can grow and bend over back on itself, then touch the skin. It has to be a little bit of length to it.
Is that how we do it?
Yeah, the Isser D'Oraisa.
Yeah, so most people would have the D'Oraisa.
There's other what to say about it. Perhaps the shear on shaving for another time. But that's what the Chasam Sofer says. Correct. That's one approach. So the Nod Behuda wanted them to shave on Chol HaMoed so the hair wouldn't grow too long and reach the stage where it would come back on itself. So he says the Chasam Sofer, that's why the Nod Behuda publicizes Psak. Because he felt better they shave every single day with a razor so it doesn't reach the level where it's usher to cut the hair at that length. Soon after the Nod Behuda was printed, Roshal Berlin printed his forgery, the Tshuvas HaRash, called the Besamim Rash. And in the Besamim Rash and Simon Mem, he seems to say shaving is allowed on Yantif, on Chol HaMoed. And there were many, many controversial psakim in the Besamim Rash. And Roshal Berlin retracted only one. He said, that one, you're right. That one is not from the Rash. That one was made up. And later on in the 1800s, Rav Isaac Shmuel Ragaggio, who is a maskil in Italy, wrote a whole book promoting shaving on Chol HaMoed called the Maimar HaTeglachas, And then there was a response written by another rav in Italy called the Tiglachas HaMa'amar, a whole back and forth as well. Let's come nowadays to contemporary times. So we have this Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam, and the Tur, and the Nodz Bihuda, and the Chassam Sofer. So comes Rav Moshe Feinstein, or Igros Moshe, or Achaim, Chelek Al, Sim, Kuf, Samech, Gimel. And he allows shaving on Chol HaMoed. He says, in the days of the Tur and the Nodz Bihuda, people didn't shave every day. He says, nowadays, people shave every day. And therefore, if you see someone clean-shaven, you'll know he shaved Erev Yontif. It's clear, I can tell the guy who shaved Erev Yontif, the guy who didn't shave Erev Yontif. In addition, says Rav Moshe, because people shave every day, even having stubble for 2 days is a tzarach hamoed in our time. After 2 days, a person looks like they need a shave. He concludes that he only gave this heter for someone who is a great tzarech or tzar, for need to shave an chol hamoed, and then he writes the key line. He says, if someone wishes to rely on my kula for only appearance because the way they want to look, but not at Sorech for their job, anything else, just they want to shave because they want to look nice during Chol HaMoed, there's no need to stop him. And he says, Mikra Adinit Mutter. That's what Moshe says. That psak for Moshe is also controversial. The Shmira Shabbos is uncomfortable with the psak. And the art scroll book, Chol HaMoed, so the Rabbanim there who write, they don't even bring Ramosha's Shita in the English. They only bring it in the Hebrew footnotes, even though the whole work is replete with Tshuva Rav Moshe, and he has a haskam of the whole thing. They don't put it, it's so controversial, they won't put it in the English. Let's go one step further, and that's the Shita of the Rav. So Rav Shechter brings in Avishar Rav, and other people discuss as well, that in contemporary conditions, most people who do not have a full beard shave every single day. It's Mutter to shave on Chol HaMoed. He says, the Tur mentioned that one, how is someone supposed to know that someone shaved on Erev Yontif? He says, that applies only to the issue of trimming a beard on Yontif. But regarding shaving, everybody knows who shaved on Erev Yontif, and everybody knows who didn't. And the Rav went further to say that if one is permitted to shave on Chol HaMoed, you have to shave on Chol HaMoed, because it's going to be a bizayin to Yontif to go around with a scraggly-looking face. What?
I think it's the
Veilus
aspect.
The same, similar idea.
Which is Aser and Chol HaMoed, and Yontif.
Correct.
So, therefore,
so the Rav went further than Rav Moshe. Not only is it permissible, one would have to shave the Tzorach HaYantif and the Tzorach HaMoed as well. Correct. For sure. So we see how the progression goes from a Mishnah that says it's Aser all the way to being allowed or perhaps being a mitzvah to shave. No, for sure, 100%. But we see how things extend over time. If you want to see the whole history, so Meir ben Ayahu, who's the son of Yitzhak Nisim, he has a 400-page book called Tiglachas B'chol Shamoed, and he goes through every single sheet, every single opinion, and Ayin Sham for the whole history of Shirin Chol HaMoed.
Let me ask.